It's a calendar-identified event, the main theme of which is love. It is an event which is often associated with the color red and has a familiar symbol which is broadly recognized. So am I looking back to yesterday, Valentine's Day, with its theme of love, its color red, and its traditional symbol of the Cupid? Or am I looking ahead to the day after tomorrow with its theme of love, its red blood, and its deadly cross? Love gets a lot of attention during the month of February, but of course not all love is the same. There's the emotional, imperfect kind of love, which is often felt between human beings. There's also a perfect type of love, the love which God feels toward mankind, which is the purest and truest of all loves. Situated as we are between Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday, I thought that we might give some time this morning to a comparison of the two types of love. Not to put down the emotional type of love that is felt between human beings, but to underscore the supreme greatness of the unique love which God feels for each and every one of us. First of all, the emotional love which humans tend to feel for one another frequently is based on externals, on things that can be seen with the eye. But love that is based on externals is a love that is very feebly founded. For the one thing that can be said about all external appearances is that they will not remain the same. By contrast, the Lord looks at things much deeper, peering into the very heart and soul of an individual. It was in the process of selecting a king for Israel that God told Samuel, "The Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." The Lord knows us inside as well as out. And the fact that He knows what dwells in our hearts by nature makes the nature of His love all the more remarkable. For when He looks into the natural human heart, He finds that there is absolutely nothing lovable or appealing to a divine, righteous, holy God. And that's because we were all born with the old Adam, which is offensive and completely unappealing to the Holy One. We were born with a flesh that wants absolutely nothing to do with God. It's not even just that our natural flesh doesn't love God, it actively hates Him. How likely is it for any human being to love someone who thoroughly despises him or her? The emotional love that is often felt between human beings lives on, feeds on, relies on some sense of reciprocal fondness. If someone learns that another person deeply hates and resents him or her, it's very difficult for love to survive if it can exist at all. But God's amazing love loves even when hated. "For when we were still without strength," Paul writes, "in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies," that's a very strong word, "if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved by His life." Even when hated, God's divine love continues on. And it's not a love that scrimps. The emotional love that exists between humans is frequently limited by the overriding interest in what's in it for oneself. Even when we tend to be concerned and interested in what might benefit the other individual, the emphasis so often in our minds still rests on what will be most beneficial for us. How different, again, is the love of God? His Son is His dearest treasure, the one in whom His soul takes perfect pleasure, And yet his love for us was such and is such that he willingly sacrificed that son on our behalf. And as a result, we can be confident that he will continue to provide us with whatever a situation or need might require. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Then there's that element of reliability and consistency. The emotional love that tends to be celebrated on Valentine's Day is generally not that consistent or reliable. How often are our emotions exactly the same yesterday as they are today, or even as they were an hour ago? Because of our fault-filled condition, great fluctuation takes place in our emotions. No wonder Juliet got a little nervous when Romeo thought he would swear his love to her on the basis of the moon. "Oh, swear not by the moon," she said, "the inconstant moon that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest that thy love prove likewise variable." But variable is exactly what human emotions are. Not so with God. Remarkably, his love remains constant, consistently deep, consistently strong. It's not as though God's love for us peaked when Jesus went to the cross on Calvary. The height of Jesus' love was present in eternity when our salvation was planned. It was put on full display there on Calvary and is still in full force today. Through Jeremiah, the Lord declares, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you." God, after all, is love. And as God does not diminish, neither does his love diminish. As he never fails, neither does his love for us fail. As he remains unchanging, so also is his love unchanging. The emotional love which humans feel for humans, it's often a fine thing and yields some wonderful aspects to everyday life, certainly. But it's nothing like the love which God has for us. A love which is consistent, deep, always puts our best interests at the forefront, and is sacrificial. This greater love deserves the greater attention, which is why our tradition is to double the worship services during the season of Lent, when special emphasis is given to this remarkable love. One more thing about God's love, he doesn't keep it to himself. His love creates, generates, inspires, and teaches even our naturally sinful hearts to love with the type of love that he feels and shows. Having saved us by his grace, he now directs us to learn how to love in similar fashion, which is actually possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. So as we enter this Lenten season, may the Holy Spirit enable us to love learning about Jesus and thereby learn how truly to love. We sing of the love of God which excels all human loves in the form of hymn 351, the first three stanzas. 351, first three stanzas.